Blog Talk Radio.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no side dude, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase, all the right junk in all the right places. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
You've reached Angela Gray.
All right. I'm going to play another song and figure this out.
Baggage and that shit just gets old. But I got a girl who can put on a show.
today we got my favorite person in the whole wide world to do radio with, because it's Cool Chick Radio, and I'm Tracy, the head chick in charge, and I had her for a second. Damn it. All right. I'm going to miss.
Hi, you've reached Angela Grace with Cool Chick Radio. I'm unable to...
Oh, cell service is so fun sometimes. Are you there now?
I'm here!
Yay! Welcome to the show, Miss Angela.
Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Woohoo! Me too. Well, I'm here, not there. You're there, not here. But we're here together.
Yes.
So, it seems like this past week has just given us oodles of things to talk about. Wherever shall we start?
Oh, boy. You sound so sarcastic when you say that.
Well, you know, the one topic that, you know, I posted about today, I find it very ironic, but we can get into that a little bit later. Why don't you tell everybody about your fourth?
About my what?
Your fourth.
Oh, fourth God, what part of my fourth? Which part, which day? Because, my fourth started on Thursday, and it went, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Well, I went bar hopping in St. Paul on Friday.
Nice.
Saturday, I went to my AOW barbecue, where we lit off a bunch of illegal fireworks.
Nice.
And Sunday, I went to Wisconsin and got more alcohol and played drunken tippy cup, where you slip and slide down a hill, and then you flip the cups and shit at the bottom of the hill. And then I came back here and lit off more illegal fireworks at my house.
Nice.
And then I played the best game ever on Monday. So my brother is actually building this for me. You have a wood... a wood square on the bottom of a PVC pipe. And that PVC pipe, for an inch from the bottom, has a piece of tape wrapped around it. So you have to hit the PVC pipe above that piece of tape. So if you hit the PVC pipe, and the other rule is, there's a glass bottle, beer bottle, on the top of this device, the pipe. And you wrap it in tape. So it's basically like drunken horseshoes, but you have to knock the bottle off the top. And if your opponent catches the bottle before it hits the ground, it's 2 points. If they don't catch the bottle before it hits the ground, it's 3 points. But if you toss it and it goes past your opponent, like if they were running for it and they didn't catch it, it's 1 point. But the catch is you have to have a drinking beverage in your hand at all times.
Oh, wow.
So you can't use both hands. You can only use one. And you cannot set your beverage down at all whatsoever.
Huh.
So, but it's like drunken frisbee. I don't know. It's a lot of fun.
Fun.
I don't know. I didn't realize how... cardio you do when you're playing frisbee all day long. My legs are definitely fucking feeling it today.
Yeah. Well, that's good though. It's a good workout, a little full body workout. That's always fun. So what else did you do?
I don't know. What are you hinting at? What did I do that I didn't talk about?
I don't know.
That's what you did. What did you hear? I said, like, what do you think of this potato? I didn't do anything that I don't, that I haven't said. I don't know. That's all I did.
Yeah, hey, I did want to mention AOW is definitely getting some attention. And I've actually had people asking me about AOW and what it's all about and, yeah, and how to join and all that stuff. So I'm like, kind of makes me laugh because I'm like, well, I haven't joined it yet, but I could kind of tell you about it. So, yeah. That's
yeah.
Pretty cool.
Not by any of my haters, is it?
No. Mm-mm. No, it's actually, it's, you know, quite a few people that would be fun. Because I actually had, I had somebody ask me today if one of the requirements to be in AOW is that you have to be in a metal band. And I'm like,
no.
No, that's just kind of the, you know, group of people that it kind of started with. Like, no, you don't have to be in a band.
No, and that's one of the biggest questions that people ask is, do they have to be in a band or, you know, that kind of thing? No, you do not. It is not, we're not based off of music. Like, that's not, like, a lot of people are like, oh, you guys are in a gang. It's not a gang. It's not an MC. It's not a biker club. It's not, it is a volunteer group only. We volunteer at many different shelters and community things and stuff like that. We do not, like, we all, a majority of us are into local music, yes, but that's not a reason to join. That's not, like, we have people that want to join just because they want to get close to Jeremiah Stratton or they want to, you know, they hear about, you know, Waylon Reeves being involved with it, but that's like, that's, if that's your reason for joining, just don't. Going to for your band, just don't.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yeah, I just kind of, I did have to giggle, but I mean, it's a legit question. You know, because, I mean, that's just...
I might have to have you go to a song break. I'm going to text you why in a second because I don't want to say it on air.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I don't know. It's definitely not just about music.
Yeah. No, and that's what I was telling everybody. I'm like, it's a lot bigger than that. It just kind of, like, you know, musicians, whether people want to believe it or not, are actually pretty big softies.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, people, you know, a lot of people are just not very understood. Okay, well, we're going to cut to a quick song break, maybe two, and we will be right back. And actually, the song that I'm going to play is kind of appropriate for a few things that Angela and I have been going through lately. So we'll be back in a short time. Oops. Just have to get past stupid commercial. Sorry, it's YouTube. But it's the quickest way to pull up this song because I didn't have it downloaded. My bad. And song.
I think it's so cute, and I think it's so sweet how you let your friends encourage you to try. But let me stop you there. Oh, before you see. No, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. I said I said no, no, no. My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. I said I said no, no, no. What you gonna say? You ain't running games. You cannot believe in every word. Call me beautiful, so original. Telling me I'm not like other girls. I was on the phone before you came along. Now I'm thinking I see you too slow. Blah, blah, blah. I be like, nah, tada, ah, tada, no, no, no. All my ladies, listen up. If that boy ain't giving up, lick your lips and swing your hips. All you gotta say is, my name is no, my time is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. I said, I said, I no, no, no. My name is no, my time is no, my number is no. Thank you in advance. I don't wanna dance. I don't need your hands all over me. If I wanna miss, then I'ma get a man. But it's never my fault, baby. I was on my phone before you came along. Don't want you to take this personal. Blah, blah, blah. I be like, nah, tada, ah, tada, no, no, no. All my ladies, listen up.
How does yours work?
Dollar Shave Club presents What the Fact. It's simple.
Sorry about the commercial.
Oh, I
Getting on my nerves. Anyway, so over the 4th, I learned some very interesting things that I want to share with you guys. I hope it's entertaining. I don't know. I thought it was pretty entertaining. Evidently, there's prostitutes that go to casinos, and I was not aware of that. That was a little disturbing. Yeah. I was a little surprised that that happened, but I guess working girls have to go somewhere, right? Seeing my ADD is kicking in right now, and like I'm getting messages. And okay, so on my Facebook page, sorry, I know that was a total weird transition, but anyways, on my Facebook page, there was a post that I shared about 11 absurd mansions you can rent for a dirt cheap vacation. So pretty much what it is these giant places that you can rent for vacation, but it has to be a group and not like a small group. We're talking 30 to 90 people in some of these houses. I mean, seriously, a house that has 90 people, that's just overkill. I don't even want to be in a location with 90 people half the time, yet alone a house, even though these house, dare I call it a house? Is it insulting to call it a house? I think it actually might be insulting to call it a house. Anyway, there's these places, and they're obviously mansions, and they're ridiculous and beautiful and giant. But you know what? If I was going to do it, I would want to share a castle. Because, I mean, seriously, how cool would that be to share a castle with people? Be like, yeah, we're going to go on vacation, and we're going to the castle. Everybody else goes to the cabin. Screw your cabin. I'm going to the castle. Because that would be just awesome. Anyways, so I know, sorry, I'm just like jumping all over right now because I keep getting distracted by different topics and stuff. So yeah, the prostitutes in casinos. Do you think they target the guys that are winning, or are they consoling the guys or the people rather that lose? And how, I wonder, I'm curious now. I'd kind of like to talk to a prostitute that goes to the casino as to what they look for. Because they're obviously looking for something. They have to have something in mind. I love that it. Not like I ever want to be a prostitute, because I would be a horrible prostitute. I'm fully aware of that. I'd also be an awful stripper. I'm completely okay with that. I'm at peace with the fact that I can't drop it like it's hot. However, I can lower it like it's warm. I cannot twerk, but I can dab. My kids taught me that, so that was pretty cool. Yeah, sadly, I still cannot twerk because, yeah, I don't know, my body just doesn't move like that. I don't know, kind of weird. Not really weird because, well, I don't need to. Because I just don't need to. Oh, sorry, I'm just feeling kind of boring right now. I really wanted to touch on this subject that I wanted to talk about tonight, but I really wanted to cover that with Angela, so maybe I'll wait a little bit to cover that. Yeah, maybe I'll find a song that doesn't annoy the living crap out of me. Oh, I know. Yes, we need to play this song. All right, time for a little Moonshine Bandits, kids. All right, be back in a short time. And if they're listening, please come on the show, Moonshine Bandit.
Yeah. got the full request. Johnny Cash was alive and he drives with the shine. Truck full of crackers and a box full of wine. Candy is on the con, get a nigga on the line. Get my mama on the phone, tell her I'm about to sign. I spit it, I spit it, I get it, I'm raw. I spit it, I spit it, I give it my all. Built it from the ground up and did it with y'all. Hope I don't need to let loose on your jaw.
Get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose.
She was actually bullied at a wedding. At a freaking wedding.
Because of the dress she wore?
Yeah, she, it actually, well, I mean, I saw the dress. The dress was actually super, super cute. And evidently people were being dared to go up and smack her butt, and somebody else spilled beer on her. I mean, it's just, it's rude and childish.
Right.
You know, and the thing that kills me is everybody thinks it's just, you know, body shaming for, you know, somebody that's bigger. They don't realize if you're not, you know, what everybody else thinks you should be, they're going to say something. Whether you're too skinny, too tall, too short, too fat, you know, too muscular, too whatever, somebody's going to have an opinion about it because people are jackasses.
Right. Right.
And I think it's ridiculous.
Well, that, like, it comes back to, like, you see a lot more body shaming when it comes to overweight people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because people are more willing to talk shit to somebody that is overweight rather than somebody that's too skinny or looks too fit or whatever. But it also goes back to...
Yeah.
The whole judging a book by its cover bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know why they want to be so fit. You don't know why they are so skinny. You don't know why. And, like, a lot of people that are that fit have gone through a lot of shit, and that's why they work out so much. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know a lot of people that used to be addicts that are now bodybuilders and constantly go to the gym because it's some, like, they're fighting addiction with addiction.
Right.
And I mean, that's not her case. I don't know what her case is, 'cause I don't know, but it's just like one of those things where it's like, you're literally judging a book by its cover. She's a pretty girl. She's muscular. She's proud of her body and the way that she decided to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you to fucking tell her otherwise?
Right.
That's just like, people call me fat and people call me names, and it's like, oh, she's got all these tattoos. It was, where the fuck was I the other day? I had to explain my tattoos again. I was at a party in Wisconsin. This guy was like giving this guy literally was giving this other guy shit. because he had so many tattoos.
Really?
And he has, like, yeah, he had a dermal under his eye. He had tattoos all over him. And, like, he was, like, it started as him, like, being jokey and, like, kind of an asshole about it. Like, oh, you know, really, like, it started with, really, so how much do you think you have spent in tattoos? And he's, like, you know, it started as that. And the guy was like, well, you know, I don't know. And he's like, so chalk it up to like $200 every time you got a tattoo. Like, how much would you say you've put into tattooing? And I just like looked up and I was like, all of my tattoos have a story. So who are you to tell me, you know, anything of like, who are you to ask how much you've spent on tattoos? Like, I'm not asking you how much you spent on your t-shirt. How much you spent on your sunglasses, and like I just started standing up for the guy. I'm like, and then these two guys were people that have known each other for a long time. So I'm just like, why do you care? Because you don't have any. So I started telling him about my tattoos. I'm like, each of mine have a story. You know, his might have his own story. Like, who are you to say anything about how much somebody spends on tattoos or how much time somebody spends on at the gym? Like, if people really sat and thought about what they were fucking saying before they fucking said it, do you think they would actually do it? Like, if you actually sat down and took a step outside of yourself to think of how you're talking to somebody else, would you say half the shit that you are?
Right.
Probably not.
Exactly.
Like, and me and my friend Brandon had this conversation this morning. I'm like, you know, I would never say something, and all of my friends know this, I would never say something to you that I would not say to somebody else. If I'm pissed off at somebody and I'm coming to you venting like, oh, this bitch, let me tell you about her, I'm going to say it to the bitch that I'm saying it about, because there's no point in bad-mouthing somebody behind their back. Like, I don't get it. Oh. Body shaming pisses me off more than anything, and I've seen it so much. Even,
yeah.
Like, there's people, and I'm not going to name any names, but they have posted things that I've seen that's just like, who the fuck are you to say somebody about, like, oh, well, I don't understand. There's this one girl in particular. She's very, 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 very skinny. Like, it's almost unhealthy skinny, but I'm not going to sit here and judge her because she wants to be super skinny. That's on you. That's cool. But when you're, like, feeding it into somebody else that, like, a person of my size should not be taking full mirror pictures because I'm too fat. Like, you don't know somebody else's story. And that's like, get fucking educated, because I've been going to fucking rehab for an eating disorder for the past year, a little over a year. And I've dealt with my eating disorder for 14 years. You would think that my fat ass is supposed to be fucking skinny. No, motherfucker, it's not. I suffer from anorexia. Wow, you would think most anorexic people are a size 2. Guess what, motherfuckers? We're not. No, because if you know anything about nutrition, the minute somebody eats after not eating for days, their body's going to hold on to it because they're lacking nutrition, and your body doesn't know when you're going to get it back again. That shit pisses me off so fucking bad. Ugh. Yeah, see, you got me started on something. You can't do that. Like, that shit, like, this is one topic that will fucking piss me off to no end. I have screenshotted some shit that there's one particular person on my Facebook that does this all the fucking time.
What?
All the time. Body shaming on, like, overweight people, and body shaming on people that are too fit. And it's like, who are you? You honestly, like, if you look, like, you're skinny. What are you, like, okay, cool. Congratulations. But you don't have, like, muscle. Like, okay, whatever. You're a size 0. That's kudos to you. You had a kid. That's fine. But why would you want to shove your skinniness down somebody else's throat? Because to me, that says something about you.
Right. Okay. I guess this is something that I can definitely, from being a personal trainer, this is absolutely something I can chime in with. I encourage anybody who's quote unquote skinny and making fun of anybody who's bigger than them, I encourage them to go and compare their cholesterol levels, all of their medical levels, you know, blood glucose, fat, everything. Compare them to people who they're trying to make fun of, And they might be a little surprised because there could be some bigger people who are medically in better shape than they are. Because there's such a thing called skinny fat, and skinny fat actually kills more people than being fat fat does. And a lot of people don't realize that. And it's actually a lot of women who are skinny fat because the fat actually crushes your internal organs and causes everything to malfunction that way. It's actually pretty interesting when people are skinny fat because they're going to have a tougher time than somebody who's, you know, overweight with visceral fat. Now, visceral fat is stuff that's on the outside. Inside. It's just, the whole subject just, it is very weird to me when people make fun of other people, especially when people make fun of bodybuilders. Now, the other thing I can't stand is BMI. Whoever thought of BMI needs to be punched straight in the goddamn face, because that is the biggest bullshit chart I've ever seen in my entire life. Because if you're telling me that a bodybuilder with 3% body fat is obese and needs to lose weight, I'm going to punch you in the face. And that's just plain and simple. You're telling me that their height and weight don't match? By whose standards? I would love to know whose standards it is that they are setting these charts by, because it's bullshit and it sets up bad body image. It's, you know, it's putting people, I mean, seriously, if they want to test somebody's health, test their body fat. Find out what's going on. Instead of doing a BMI calculated by your weight and your height and whatever, and your age and whatever fucking, I don't know, phase of the moon, do some legit things. Test the body fat. You know, I think a body fat test would be the most accurate way to tell somebody, hey, you know what? This is what's going on. This is how you can, you know, help yourself out with it. Instead of just, you know, being like, oh, hey, you know, that's great, skinny fat person who just had a heart attack. I'm sorry, but, you know, you're going to have to work out now, even though you think you're just in the best shape of your life. I don't know.
Yeah.
It also gets me going, too. Because growing up, my sister was anorexic. And yeah. The thing is that it was the opposite of body shaming. It was one of those where she was, my family really just didn't talk to her. They just, like, acted like she wasn't there, like it wasn't a problem. Oh, she's not 64 pounds and being 5'3" when she's 15. That's not an issue. She just likes to work out. Really? Does she? Is that it?
Right.
Or is it a problem that, you know, maybe people need to kind of address? But,
right.
Whatever. That's cool. You know, if you guys want to sweep it under the rug and pretend like it didn't happen, that's fine. That's cool. You know, eventually it comes to light, and eventually the one thing that I've learned over the years is that anytime somebody's in a situation, until they're ready to change, you're just banging your head on the wall. If you're constantly after them saying the same thing, it's not going to do you any good. So why stress? Like, you can voice your opinion. But going after somebody constantly to tell them that they need to change, they need to do this, and they need to do that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. Because
yeah.
If they're not ready to change, you know, just like with anything, starting a relationship, ending a relationship, you know, changing jobs, all of this stuff, moving, buying a house, renting a house. I mean, all of this stuff is it, you know, or buying a different vehicle. You have to be ready for it. You have to be prepared for the next phase of your life, if you will. And if you're not, it's not going to matter. You know, you could be driving the biggest piece of crap car and you're going to think the car is great until you're ready to get something different.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like, you know, people who get on other people for being in abusive relationships, you know, telling them they have to get out. Well, that's easier said than done because, you know, it's somebody's life. And maybe there's more stuff going on. Maybe they're, you know, doing stuff that nobody else can really see to get ready to, you know, prepare for leaving.
Yeah.
I don't know. People just like to judge. They like to judge people a lot.
Well, and, like, my thing is like, who the hell are you to, like, I just went through something this past weekend, too. And it's one of those things where, who are you to, like, people have, like, this sense of entitlement, like, they're entitled to so much shit, and, like, they're the shit, and they deserve this, and they deserve that, and yada, yada, yada. Like, you don't fucking get anything. Like,
right.
I don't know. Entitlements just fucking piss me off. Like, you're not, you're no one special. So,
yeah. Yeah. It's,
yeah, there's y'all a lot fucking of- put your pants on the same way.
Or dresses.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just, it's amazing. Just the sense of entitlement that a lot of people have and thinking that they're so much better than other people. It's very sad. Don't judge people based on what you can see, because there's 9 times out of 10 a lot more going on than that you don't see.
Right. I don't like that it costs more money to, huh?
To what?
I don't like how it costs more money to make an emergency call on your phone than it does a regular phone call. Did you know it's 75 cents? It's 75 cents a minute every time you call the police.
I.
Yeah. Ridiculous, right?
That's really. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Huh. That's super weird. I wonder why. Because they got bills to pay.
I have no idea. And then who are they to put you on hold? Like, what the fuck?
Hi, what's your emergency? Hold, please. Thanks.
Yeah. Good time. Good time.
Yeah.
Weird.
A little bit. I just got a message from somebody saying that all they hear is music. Let's check it out. Oh, look at the pretty ads. I've never actually looked at our app. I'm a bad person. Hey, get down. Get down. Get down. My dog decided that it's time to cuddle. It's not time to cuddle yet. No, it's not. It's not. No. No, you can wait a few more minutes. Yeah. My one dog keeps taking off, and it's, like, super annoying.
Nice. Well, I have 5 dogs right now in my house.
You have 5? How did that happen?
I'm dog sitting. Yeah,
okay.
I'm babysitting 3 dogs right now, and my 2.
Okay, that's cool.
I have 3 downstairs, 2 upstairs. It's a good time. 2 cats in between, you know.
You know, whatever.
No big deal.
Yeah. It's all good in the hood.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something else. Oh, so I started checking on different things that we can do to kind of help raise more money for the, sorry, my dog is trying to, oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's great. I was checking, I was up late last night, so I was trying to be productive once in a while. And I was thinking of ways to raise money for the event in August. Shh, Jesus Christ, come on. Shut up. Stop it. Go find your ball. Anyway, so I actually found a coffee fundraiser that I thought would be pretty fun. And if I could actually finish talking without a dog interrupting, that'd be great. Because it seems pretty cool, because it's actually a, you can do it online and just send the link to people, and they can order, and it can be drop shipped right to them. So I thought that was pretty cool. So, I mean, that's definitely a way that we can kind of get some money raised for the station, so that way we can get some cool stuff and get some stuff rocking and all that good stuff that we need, and raise some money to end some hunger locally.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the things that most impresses me about that program is that it's local. It's not, you know, we're not ending world hunger in Zimbabwe where, you know, 25 cents of your $1,000 goes to actually, you know, taking care of the cause. It's local, and it goes to helping people who are right here in our state, you know, people who we could know who are affected by it.
Right.
That's the part that I really, really like. And I give, you know, crazy props to AOW for putting, I mean, you guys are doing a great job with promotion and putting together this event. It's going to be pretty awesome. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like a stage and all that good stuff, or do we need to see about getting like a semi-flatbed for a stage, which also would be cool?
I'm about doing a semi-flatbed. We're thinking about doing that. We're also, we need a generator that's going to power 25,000 watts.
Mm-hmm.
So, we need to get a generator, and then I need to look into getting porta potties and a dumpster.
Cool. Well, I think you can just go to like one of those rental places and get them, right?
I don't know. A lot of places don't have a generator.
Did I lose you? Uh-oh. Did we lose you? Oh, yep. Lost her. All right. Let's call her back. Hopefully it'll work.
Hi, you've reached Angela Grace with Cool Chick Radio. I'm on.
Nope. Lost her signal again. Shoot. All right. So if anybody knows of somebody or somewhere that the AOW or Cool Chick Radio or Tenacity Radio could obtain a generator that could power 25,000 watts, which is a lot. If anybody knows where we can get one, or if anybody has one that they want to borrow to the cause for the concert, that would be amazing. Just let us know. That would be amazing. All right, let's try Angela one more time. See if it works. I'll just finish the show myself.
Hello.
Hey, all right. So anyways, I was just telling everybody that if somebody out there has a generator or knows of somebody with a generator that could power 25,000 watts, to let us know.
Yeah.
So that way we can make it even bigger.
Bigger.
Like Texas. Bigger. Oh. I'm tired, but I'm not. Is that weird? It's kind of weird.
I'm the same way and curious as to what is going on.
Yeah, I bet you are. So, I can kind of tell you real quick about something that I learned over the 4th of July. Did you know that
prostitutes
go to casino?
What?
Did you know that prostitutes go to the casino to pick up guys or people? I was not aware of that.
Huh.
Yep. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I had no idea.
No.
Yeah. Little edumacation at the good old Mystic Lake. That was nice.
I've run into prostitutes there myself.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. We still need to do an interview with one. If we can find one.
We do.
Yeah, but it's so hard to find one that isn't super high. Like, that would be a challenge. But whatever. Maybe someday. Or a high-end escort, like a pretty woman situation. I don't know. My dog's weird. Now she's like freaking out. Whatever. All right, so what else do you want to share with people? What's coming up this weekend?
Saturday night there is Battle of the Bands in Coon Rapids or in Fridley at Pickle Park, and there is a show in St. Cloud with Fixated and Sin 7 at Killer Barn.
Oh.
You can go up north or you can stay down in the city.
You got options, people. You got options.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a frog on my patio door. That explains why she's freaking out. That's funny. All right. Well, and I just want to go on the record right now and let everybody know my birthday's on Monday, so if you guys want to send me presents or whatever, feel free. I'm not opposed. You can't send them to my house because I'm not giving out my address, but you can figure out something. Email gift certificate. All right. So, is there anything else that you want to tell anybody? Do you want to again kind of recap on the events that you're putting on at your place?
August 13th, we are doing Bash Out the Hunger. It's $10. Cover, unless you bring a non-perishable food item, then it's $5. There's 9 bands playing at my house. You are all welcome to come. My doors will be locked to my house, so you cannot go in it, but you're welcome to come. It's going to be for a good cause, and the hunger will be here, and it's also sponsored by Behind the Yellow Ribbon for our Armed Forces. So join us. It'll be amazing, I promise. BYOB, bring your own chair, bring your own small little grill, have a day of music and fun and free shit.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Kids games, yard games. Somebody's talking about doing a Nerf gun war at my house. So.
Sweet. That'd be awesome. I have lots of Nerf guns. I could come fully armed.
I've been getting sent like a Nerf bike. Like there's like a Nerf gun bike, and
yes.
It's got like this. It's $336, and I was formally challenged to a Nerf gun fight in my field, and I am so ready, and I'm so gonna do it.
That would be a lot of fun. Not even gonna lie, I would definitely have to participate in that. Because that would be a good time. All right. Well, I guess if there's nothing else, we are at the end of our time. So we will end the show. but just make sure that you find us on social media, because here at Cool Chick Radio, we like and we love to be shared, but only on social media, because social media is the only place two women actually like to be shared, because if you try and share us in person, we will punch you in the junk. Now that weekend's coming, you guys, go out there and make some bad decisions, so that way you got something to talk about on Monday. Make sure you tell us all about it, because we will see you next week. Peace.